Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 28, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 13, tonight cloudy, 33 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress on the way to fund the government for fiscal year 2022, just 5 months after the budget year began. The House passed the 2,741-page, $1.5 trillion omnibus bill late yesterday to fund the government through September. The bill provides USDA an extra $550 million for rural broadband to go with the $2 billion enacted as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law that was enacted last fall. Notably, this bill also requires USDA to create a cattle contract library to help producers negotiate sales. House Democratic leaders had to strip out $15 billion in new COVID aid after the progressives objected to cuts that were used to pay for it. The House then approved the overall spending bill. Meat processors unhappy with that provision that appears to require USDA to set up the cattle contract library without gathering comments first. Sarah Little of the North American Meat Institute said Congress and the administration say they value transparency in the beef and cattle market, but they should value the same when they create another onerous USDA program with the sole purpose of collecting private business information and then making it public. National Wildlife Federation coming out against proposals to use the Conservation Reserve Program to increase crop acreage in response to the Ukraine war. Top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, called for delaying sign-up for the program and leading economists in calling for the opening CRP up to emergency cropping this year. Now, the war is not having a major impact on global grain stocks so far. That, according to a report out from USDA yesterday, not yet clear how much of the wheat crop could get harvested, though, in the Ukraine. Fears farmers in Ukraine won't be able to get crops in the ground this spring either. Ukraine, a major global source for corn, wheat, and sunflower oil. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Get on target with the very best Perfert and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19, 1 o'clock. On Target Bull Development Center at 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids off Highway 77. Featuring 35 Hereford bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, and 12 Hereford heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, plus 27 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. Broadcast on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to ontargetbullsale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Linn County Sheriff's Office are investigating a Kansas man for alleged terrorism and criminal threat. Just before 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, authorities arrested Albert C. Hines, 67, of Pleasanton. The charges allege that in December of 2021, Hines made threatening statements toward banking personnel and law enforcement officers, prompting a temporary shutdown of the Linn County Courthouse. Following his arrest, Hines was booked into the Linn County Jail. He was then transferred to the Bourbon County Jail, according to the KBI. The B-1 System Program Office, Tinker Air Force Base, Oklahoma, awarded a 6-year, $100 million follow-on contract to Wichita State University's National Institute for Aviation Research on Wednesday to continue the B-1's digital engineering transformation. That's according to a media release from WSU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. and is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas Highway Patrol troopers say they are working on a lot of car crashes in northern Kansas due to snow-covered roads. On I-70 in Saline County, a van crashed into a Kansas Department of Transportation truck this morning. A person in the van was injured and taken to the hospital. Troopers say the injuries are not life-threatening. The truck driver was not hurt. Trooper Ben Gardner said that the roads are slick and he asked people to think twice before driving on them. A small plane traveling from Kansas crashed in Colorado just before 2:30 p.m. Tuesday. The single-engine Cessna P210N was flying from Dodge City Regional Airport to Centennial Airport and was on final approach to land when the crash occurred in a highway median on E-470 between Peoria and Jamaica. That's according to Kristen Ekman with South Metro Fire and Rescue. No passing vehicles collided with the aircraft. Two adults on board the aircraft were safely evacuated from the plane as the engine caught fire. Both adults sustained minor injuries and were transported to an area hospital. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzin Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement officials say at least five people have died in two separate crashes on Nebraska roads. Police in the eastern Nebraska city of La Vista say two people were killed early Wednesday morning in a crash involving several vehicles at a busy intersection. A day earlier, three people were killed in a crash involving three semi-trailers on I-80 about 25 miles west of Lincoln. The Seward County Sheriff's Office says the Tuesday crash happened around 5:45 a.m. when an eastbound semi-trailer crossed the median and hit a westbound semi head-on. Authorities say another westbound semi swerved to avoid the collision and overturned. Three people were declared dead at the scene, and a fourth person was flown to a Lincoln hospital in critical condition. Fire crews in Adams County responded to a house fire in the 1100 block of North Platte Avenue in Juniata. Hastings police got a call around 2:30 a.m. Monday of a house on fire. The Juniata Volunteer Fire Department was able to get the fire under control around 3 a.m. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Revised options for building updates at Nemahal Central Schools in Seneca were reviewed, with preferred concepts from three options sent back for a compilation design of a school board. A nearly $37 million proposal, which included a new gymnasium and auditorium addition, was soundly defeated by USD 115 voters last November. Early estimates for revised plans range from $17.5 to nearly $30 million. The gym, wrestling room, and auditorium have been trimmed, with additional classrooms, entry and admission offices, restroom renovations, and locker room remodels listed among preferences. Reservations about overall costs were expressed, but it was noted the public seemed inclined to favor educational-based improvements. A preliminary design will be completed, and input from staff and community groups will be considered, as the USD 115 board will consider a bond firm at the March meeting, which will be delayed a week to March 21st due to spring break. Construction on a new pre-K through 5th grade elementary school building is proposed in Beatrice after voters previously rejected a consolidated facility. At a recent board meeting, the Beatrice superintendent reported on progress being made on the architectural side, with 4 companies interviewed for construction manager. Financial proposals will be tackled next, with a funding proposal developed. An interlocal agency has been established with the Beatrice District and ESU-5 to fund construction through school district building funds. Helen Barber and Rob Peschel with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week, providing an update on recent activities. Axtell's working with a committee regarding a new grocery store. Summerfield establishing a daycare in the old school. Currently, the school has the aeroponics farm and a thrift store. The state has approved the facility for daycare. The Border Bar and Grill is under new management. There remain concerns about housing in Summerfield. Marysville's working on the 7th Street corridor drainage, daycare issues, and new businesses. Partnership for Growth is working with the city of Waterville on some water issues and working with the city and Corps of Engineers regarding revitalization of Lake Idlewild. There is a volunteer group working on a trail around the lake. Frankfort Community is encouraging application for the Moderate Income Housing Grant, and Blue Rapids is working on a grant for a business attraction. Former Marysville High basketball standout Kendra Wecker will be among half a dozen women stars participating in Kansas State High School Activities Association activities this weekend, recognizing 50 years of Title IX and the first girls' state championships played in 1973. Kendra Wecker will present the game balls and awards at the 4A State Tournament Championships at Salina. Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly. Gary G. Romine, age 72, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Services planned at a later date in Missouri, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of local arrangements for Gary Romine. Dolly D. Tuburin, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dolly Tuburin.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this evening. Another cooler day across the Midwest as this large low-pressure system continues to make its way through. Snow showers will continue throughout most of the day before clearing up overnight tonight. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Anywhere between 1 to 4 inches is possible throughout the system, with the largest accumulation being throughout Kansas and Missouri. As we head into the overnight hours, we can expect to see lows in the lower to upper teens throughout Iowa, just below zero and in the lower teens throughout Nebraska, the single digits and upper teens throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Missouri, and cooler on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 54, record high on this date 84, the average low 29. Sunset this evening 6:29, sunrise in the morning at 6:47. We received 3 to 4 inches of snow overnight at the KEDY studios.
Most of the country still has plenty of thawing and drying before planting begins. Some advice on testing the soil for readiness today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Actor John Hamm is celebrating a birthday, and Alexander Graham Bell made history's first telephone call to his assistant, Mr. Watson, on this day in 1876. Once spring arrives, many gardeners are hard-pressed to know when the soil is ready for planting. Try this clever test. Step into your garden soil and examine your footprint. If it's shiny, the soil is still wet. If not, the excess water has drained and it's safe to plant. Rather not muddy your shoes? Here's another time-honored technique. Scoop up a handful of soil, squeeze it into a ball, and then drop it. If it crumbles into small pieces, the soil is ready. If it sticks together, it's too moist. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas State Wildcats fell short in their first round of the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday, losing to the West Virginia Mountaineers in Kansas City 73-67. The Wildcats had three players finish in double figures scoring, with Nigel Pack leading the way with 18, followed by Mark Smith and Ishmael Massoud with 17 and 13 respectively. Whether the Wildcats will qualify for any kind of postseason play at this point still remains to be seen, with the NIT selection set for March 13th at 7:30 p.m. The number 7 seed Wichita State Shockers meet the number 10 seed Tulsa Golden Hurricane in a first-round matchup at the Air Force Reserve American Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship this afternoon at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. The game will tip off 30 minutes after the completion of the Cincinnati-East Carolina game. Tip-off is set for approximately 2:30 p.m., and it will air nationally on ESPNU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh no!
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
If haying and grazing is what you're growing, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have a large selection of products, including sedans, millet, forages for silage, with many trait options, DMRs, photoperiod, conventional, vertidix, several summer legumes, cowpeas, mung beans, Laredo soybeans, sunhill, to help enhance the feed quality. Blending is available. Kaufman Seeds is a call to make for all your summer planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
In Fort Worth, Texas, Wichita State's Dexter Dennis and Ricky Council IV were named Defensive Player and Sixth Man of the Year, respectively, while Tyson Etienne became the school's first two-time All-Conference pick of the American era. Wichita State is set to take on Tulsa at approximately 2:30 this afternoon in the first round of the Air Force Reserve American Athletic Conference Championship. Brandon Schneider signed a new four-year contract with Kansas that will pay the Big 12 Women's Basketball Coach of the Year $400,000 annually. It also comes with numerous benefits and incentives through the 2025-26 season. Schneider led the Jayhawks to a fifth-place finish in the Big 12 this season after they were voted last in the league's preseason poll. The Sterling College Athletic Department has announced that men's head basketball coach Adam Hooker will not return as the head coach for the upcoming season. Sterling College will begin a nationwide search immediately for the next Warrior men's basketball head coach. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs basketball team season came to an end, unfortunately, on Wednesday at the 2A state tournament in Manhattan as Valley Heights led by as many as 14 against Berean Academy in third quarter, 24-10. Berean Academy, though, red hot from three after going 0-for-8 in the first half from three-point land. They hit five threes in the third quarter, one in the fourth, rally and defeat Valley Heights 46-43. Valley Heights was led by Emma Youngenberg, the senior, with 19 points. Kat Turber chipped in with 9 points and 3 three-pointers all in the second quarter. Maggie Turber with 8 points, including a three-pointer. But it wasn't enough as Berean Academy comes back from a 14-point deficit. Valley Heights led virtually the entire way, but Berean Academy rallies, overcomes that 14-point deficit, and wins 46-43. Mustangs' very successful season comes to an end at 21-3 in the first round of the 2A state tournament. Once again, your final, Berean Academy 46, Valley Heights 43. Reporting for KNDY FM Radio, this is Wade Gershner.
It was an absolute manslaughter here in Great Bend as your Hanover Wildcats dismantled Central Plains 84-43 here on Wednesday night behind an absolute monster game from Keegan Dimler. 27 total points, went 9 for 21 from the three-point land, one shy of the tournament record, and that's all he took. Threes tonight, it was big in the victory. And then Josh Zarbenik, he finished with 24 with peak efficiency, 9 for 14 from the field, 3 for 3 from the arc. And then on the side of the Central Plains Oilers, it was 23 points from Peyton Ryan, 7 for 13 from the perimeter, and then 8 points for Aiden Heckley, 2 for 7 from the three-point land as well. So Hanover advances to the next round. Well, they'll play Friday starting at 6 o'clock. Your Hanover girls basketball team, though, plays Thursday at 8 o'clock right here on KNDY. For that, I am Paxton Gordon.
State basketball tournaments tipped off across Kansas Wednesday. In 1A Division II boys action, top seed Hanover dispatched Central Plains 84-18. Hanover advances to play Buckland, a 67-45 winner over Caldwell. Second seed Greeley County held off Pawnee Heights 63-34. And third seed Northern Valley edged Waverly 64-57 in overtime. 1A Division I boys, top seed Olpe over Troy, 51-21. 7th seed Solomon knocked off 2nd seed Norwich, 45-43. 3rd seed South Gray over Ness City, 62-53. And Maxville took Osborne, 45-41. 2A girls action, Valley Heights season came to an end. Lady Mustangs defeated by 4th seed Berean Academy, 46-43. Top seed Sterling Valley over Mission Valley, 73-52. 7th seed Garden Plain knocked off 2nd seed St. Mary's Colgan 39-26, and 3rd seed Jackson Heights fell to Smith Center 44-37. 3A boys action, top seed Royal Valley edged Girard 60-56, 2nd seed Heston over Hugoton 46-34. TMP knocked off 3rd seed Galena 68-67, and southeast of Saline topped Osage City 62-53. 4A girls action, Wamego girls, seeded third, defeated Labette County 36-34. Clay Center fell to second seed Eudora 50-46 in overtime. Top seed Wellington, down McPherson 33-29. And it was Bishop Miege over Abilene 74-35. Hanover boys defeat Central Plains on Wednesday 84-43, advancing to face Buckland in the semifinals Friday at 6, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights girls fell to Berean Academy 46-43, ending Valley Heights season. Centralia girls tip off versus Spearville at 6 Thursday evening at Dodge City. Hanover girls face Lebo Thursday evening at 8 from Great Bend, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Think twice before smashing that centipede you find scurrying across the basement floor. It's helping keep the bad bugs under control. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Centipedes usually hang out in damp places like the basement and bathroom. During the warmer months, you'll find them outside in cool, moist locations, dining on pests like grubs and cutworms. Although centipede means 100 legs, they only have 30. They use these to entangle their prey, then use their two front fangs to inject their victims with venom. But don't worry, the fangs are too weak to break through human skin. These fast-moving predators are good at evading capture, as you've probably discovered, but if trapped, they're able to shed a leg or two to aid in their escape. If they still give you the creeps, keep them outside by sealing the cracks and crevices in your home's foundation and gaps around your windows. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Voters often face multiple choices when electing candidates for office, but the residents of this state had a most unique multiple choice question to decide. Which of the following cities should become the capital of the state? It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Oklahoma became a state in 1907, Oklahoma City was not the state's capital.
Originally, the capital, the territorial capital, was Guthrie, and in the Enabling Act, that is the federal act that created the state of Oklahoma, the capital was to remain in Guthrie for, I think it was 5 or 6 years.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society.
By 1909, the governor of Oklahoma, Charles Haskell, had decided that the capital needed to be moved. He had a variety of reasons for that, and so they held an election.
So the residents of the new state of Oklahoma went to the polls to decide the matter.
It was a multiple-choice ballot, and the multiple-choice ballot was, shall the capital of Oklahoma be located in A, Guthrie, B, Oklahoma City, C, Shawnee, D, El Reno, and I've forgotten what the other. There were 5 or 6 towns in there that were being proposed for the location of the state capital.
Governor Haskell thought he'd have a better chance of getting Oklahoma City selected as the capital if he could move the election from a Tuesday to a Saturday.
There was an initiative petition. The petition was accepted by the Secretary of State. It went to the governor for the governor to sign to establish, to set the date for this election to determine where the capital would be held. With his pen, he struck out the proposed date, which was a Tuesday, and wrote in pen above that the date of a Saturday in June of 1910 when that election would actually be held.
So how did the results of that election end up putting the state capital inside a hotel? The answer is next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Battling parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give him the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
Keep in mind the number of worms, their impact on the herd, and their level of resistance will vary from farm to farm. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set.
And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
How the ethanol industry can meet its self-imposed emissions goals. Today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. As a grower, there are a lot of things you can't control. The weather, commodity prices, trade issues. But Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer from Verdesian Life Sciences helps you actually control the controllables. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, thus making more nitrogen available to the plant and protecting your investment. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and control the controllables. A new report says the fuel ethanol industry's emissions reduction goals for 2030 and 2050 are doable. Seattle consultant Isaac Emery says the first goal could be reached just by the ethanol plants themselves.
For a dry mill operator to get to 70% lower than gasoline by 2030, they can do two things: supply renewable electricity at the refinery and implement carbon capture. You can actually just get there with carbon capture, but there are some circumstances where you can actually make money by implementing renewable electricity as well. So in those circumstances, why not do both?
Emery says the combined ethanol chain participants could achieve the 2050 goal of net zero carbon.
Looking at renewable electricity in elevators and corn suppliers, what are opportunities for biofuels use? We looked at that large percentage of emissions from medium and heavy duty machinery in the United States. Farms are a part of that. We can look at different fuel options there. Fertilizers, so both renewable energy and fertilizer production, green ammonia, and better fertilizer management to cut back on those nitrous oxide emissions. And there are a host of other ways of trying to store more carbon on the farm as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Dr. Roger Cryan says supply chain problems abound in America and around the world. And he says the issues began when COVID-19 shut down dining and entertainment and changed consumer spending habits.
All our demand shifted to stuff, and that demand for a lot of stuff clogged up ocean shipping, which we're still dealing with. That's created problems at the ports, shortages of containers, and our ag exporters have had a hard time moving product back across to Asia, and our farmers have had a hard time getting inputs, and our equipment manufacturers have had a hard time getting inputs, and there's all kinds of things that are hard to get.
He goes on to say that it is unfortunate that some of these supply problems are going to stick around for a little bit into this year and potentially next.
Again, we've pumped up the economy so much, pumped up demand so much that it's going to take time for supply to catch up, and that's going to take time and investment. Congress passed an infrastructure bill that should help the U.S. check off a lot of those overdue projects that will help the economy grow. The economy cooling off a little bit will be important to really getting things sort of straight again.
Cryan goes on to say that the supply chain issues are also a factor in the ongoing increase that we're seeing that many are frustrated about inflation rates here in the nation.
Well, inflation is
too much money chasing too little supply. The economy is running hot again. There's a lot of demand. Given the scale of the oversupply of money right now, the only practical solution for inflation is for the Federal Reserve Bank to rein in their lending.
The inflation rate had hit near 7.5% for the months of January and February, and it is expected to climb as the year goes on, not only with some of the supply chain issues that are being worked out to be fixed, but at the same time with the ongoing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine that's closing off some of the ports in the Black Sea and causing some issues in globalization and trade around that region of the world. Again, that's Dr. Roger Kryan of the American Farm Bureau. You can find more information about them at fb.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The 43rd annual Molitor Angus production sale is set for Saturday, March 19th. Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas, or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions. So mark your calendar and join us for the 43rd annual Molitor Angus production sale set for Saturday, March 19th at 1 p.m. For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com. It's the 43rd annual Molitor Angus production sale. We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at DV Auctions.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance and calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine production sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big, not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions, 696-4410.
Is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Food and Drug Administration, for the first time, cleared the marketing of products from a biotech food animal, approving beef cattle that are genetically altered to be more tolerant to hot weather. FDA announcing yesterday that it found no safety concerns with the distribution of products from two gene-edited cattle in their offspring. The cattle have a short hair or slick coat. The agency had come under criticism from the livestock industry for lack of approvals of biotech animal traits. The Trump administration attempted in its final days to transfer some of FDA's authority to USDA. This case was the first in which an agency had made low-risk determination for a gene-altered food animal. Steve Solomon, the director of FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine, said he hoped the decision would encourage other developers of other biotech traits to submit them for agency approval. Because of the low-risk determination, the agency said it will not expect the developer of the beef cattle trait to ask for approval to market food from the animals. Following Canada's lead, the U.S. is considering withdrawing the preferential trade treatment of goods from Russia and Belarus for their involvement in the invasion of Ukraine. Canada has revoked most favored nation status from both countries and put 35% tariff on their imports. Canada, the first country to impose trade sanctions on Russia and Belarus, which let Russian President Vladimir Putin use it as a staging area for the invasion. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon and Ranking Member Mike Crapo of Idaho support repealing Russia's permanent normal trade relations. In the House, Ways and Means Committee Member Lloyd Doggett of Texas and Earl Blumenauer of Oregon introducing legislation that strips Russia of the PNTR and calls for revoking that country's membership into the World Trade Organization. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
If it's a wet spring in your area, let the cover crops grow a little longer. This strategy can help get your cash crops in the ground on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Cover crops grow a little longer in the spring, especially if it's been raining a lot. This can help no-till farmers avoid a delay in planting corn and soybeans because of soggy field conditions. Heidi Reed is an extension educator at Penn State University. She says over 3 years, they tested 5 sites where they planted into green cereal rye cover crops and compared it to cereal rye that was terminated before planting. They wanted to see how this affected soil moisture levels.
We found that in both corn and soybean, planting green reduced soil moisture in the top 3 inches of the soil profile significantly compared to our cover crop that was pre-plant killed. And then as we continued to measure soil moisture through the growing season, we typically saw that soil in the planting green treatment was more moist compared to the pre-plant kill.
The study showed that soybean yield was not influenced by planting green, but corn yield was. Reed says the corn stand reduction could be due to the cooling of the soil by the biomass or the cover crop devouring the available nitrogen. If you'd like to give this method a try,
we would recommend reducing the cover crop seeding rate to about half a bushel compared to a full rate of a bushel or greater. That can help there be a manageable amount of biomass in the spring for planting green, and then also not applying too much fertility because that can cause the cover crops to grow really quickly and can just make management difficult.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about planting into cover crops at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorff. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's closing here in just a little bit. We're still seeing mostly higher numbers in the grain market, mostly lower in the livestock, kind of how we started off the day today. Corn moving further into the green as the day goes along, seeing some big gains here as March corn's up 31 and a quarter cents right now at 766 and a quarter. We have the May corn also up by 27 and a half at 760. And a half. Over in the wheat market, things moving further downward as well. May KC wheat is down 45 and three quarter cents at 1068 and three quarters. The Chicago wheat's down right now a buck even, sitting at $11 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Soybean market slowly moving further higher as well. March soybeans are up 21 and a quarter cents at 1707 and three quarters. Soybean meal for March right now is up 12.30 at 5.07 and 30 cents, with the May in the green by 12.20 at 4.86 and 90 cents. And the oil, soybean oil for March up 13 cents at 80.20, with the May in the green by 48 cents at 74.63. Cotton market starting off kind of today mostly lower. They've been pretty consistent throughout most of the day, with May cotton down 54 cents at 116.93. The canola for May is up slightly $3.50 at 11.28 and 70 cents. Over in the oats market, things have been pretty consistent here. May oats are up 23 and a half cents at 6.59 even. March has been off the table at 6.95. Still mostly lower here. April live cattle down 90 cents at 136.67. The feeder cattle for March down $1.97 at 152.07. And the lean hogs are in the red $1.20 at 99 and at 95 cents. And U.S. dollar index today, March index trying to recover a little bit from yesterday, up 54 cents in the green at 98.49. We have the 30-year bonds down a quarter right now at 152.29 and 10-year notes are down slightly, sitting at 126.02. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4-4-2-8-8-8. Approved credit plus taxes. Fees not all qualified. Limited term financing. Board with a credit. Year for saying APR for 36 months is 27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer will be PCB and offer.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance and calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big. Not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions. 696-4410.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.